from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody at Hallis Hall with the Parkinson Spiegel Show. He's got training camp live tonight, 6 to 6:30, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We've got a lot to get to. How's the Hard Knocks presence, Grody?
Hard Knocks presence has been real for the last 3 days. I have counted about a dozen different cameras out on the field and all of the HBO camera people hustling around. They get the big boom mics and they try to eavesdrop on any time there's a cluster of players standing together on the field or even on the sidelines, or there may be some conversation going around. They're poking around in that. So make no mistake, they have been very present out here at Hallis Hall so far.
So you do a great job, Mark Grody. I know you're coming up with Training Camp Live at 6 o'clock, and you were great earlier on with Bernstein and Holmes, and we're just glad you're not mobile for this appearance. You're in one place, and that's exciting, and we can get right to the stuff. The defense is making the offense better, isn't it? And the defense talking about the offense has been great to hear all day. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think today was a half and half day today. I thought the defense outplayed the offense in the first part of the practice today. Montez Sweat had a couple of what looked like either would be serious pressure or maybe even sacks later on in the practice 2-minute drill. That's where Caleb Williams really came to life. Had first down strikes to Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen, and a beautiful 4th and 3. I believe it was about a 7 or 8 yard pickup to DJ Moore before the time ran out and they had to kick a field goal. But that looked really sharp, and I thought that was really heartening to see out there with him. But yeah, Spiegs, I mean, the defensive players, and every time we get a chance to ask them about what they're thinking about Caleb Williams on the field or even as a person, we're going to do it. And DeMarcus Walker, always very candid in his comments, was asked about Caleb Williams and wasn't really happy with what he had heard about him before coming to Chicago.
I don't like how the media made him, and not you guys, I'm talking about the LA guys, they're just the mainstream LA media and all this. I don't like how they made him this type of prima donna type of thing and all that stuff, when you got to know this kid and you sit down and talk with him in the cafeteria and all that stuff. It's just like, no, you just sit down and get to know him, you know? So, you know, good kid, man. You know, I can't wait to see what he does. Special arm talent. And this offense, you know, got so many good weapons around him. You know, it's, you know, the sky's the limit for that kid.
How tapped in were you into, you know, before he gets here, being your teammate, just like reading all that stuff about him?
Right. Well, I didn't really tie into it because, you know, y'all don't understand. Like, I took a month off for the first time. I usually only take 2 weeks off. And my first question I got is, what are we going to do at quarterback? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so serious. Like, February 1st when I started, and it's just like, so then, I mean, you had the comparisons and everything, and, you know, when I got, like, with anybody, like, and I'll wait to get to know you myself. You know what I'm saying? When we sit down to talk, and I use my discernment to see, you know, if your spirit real or not. So, I didn't really focus, you know, into it. You know, I had to get to know himself. You know, see, Caleb's confident. You know, and I feel like people can use that as cockiness, and that's where I feel like people wrong at. You know, you want anyone to be confident in what they do. You know, in y'all job, y'all got to be confident. You know, you want a confident boyfriend, you want a confident girlfriend, you want a confident husband, you want a confident wife. So, you know, like, you know, I feel like some people can, like, misconcept that.
Man, I love him. I will use my discernment to see if your spirit is real or not. That's good stuff from him, man.
Yeah, and confidence, cockiness. It often does get confused for arrogance. And they are often, you want to straddle that line. Aaron Rodgers is arrogant. It's also helped him be great.
Yeah, I remember it all the way back to Dan Marino. God, he's arrogant. No, he's just cocky because he's confident, because he's really good.
Because he's really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, and as long as it doesn't rub teammates the wrong way, then it's all good. And that's what we've heard from. I mean, I remember Cole Kmet earlier this year kind of saying something similar, you know, I had no idea what this guy was all about. And then he was just almost surprised to see what a great down-to-earth, cool dude he is. So the testimonials continue to come in on the personality and the play of Caleb Williams. But I have one more from DeMarcus Walker. And let's put it this way. It is on his special style of, shall we call it, vocal leadership. Here's more from DeMarcus Walker.
We always hear you jump back and forth with the offense. Did you kind of get the reaction today that you've been looking for over the past couple of years?
Damn,
started jawing back a little bit?
Yes, I did. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I did. You know, because they had a little brother. You know what I'm saying? And then you picking on me. You want them to swing back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do that. And that's the thing about my leadership. You know, I try to get to know the offense and special teams as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm a team leader, not just a leader. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, being able to, you know, get to those moments, you know, being their brother, you know what I'm saying? And also being there, you know, being a bully, knowing how to, like, you know, get to know them. And when you're doing all that stuff, when things hit the fan, you know what type of person you're going to get out of them. You know what I'm saying? So, bullying works.
On the football field, right?
Oh, God. Ooh. Hey, oh.
That's
hey. Hey, bullying. That's a bad word in our society.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a Chris Rock bit. Kids need bullies. It leads to great innovation. I understand what he's saying. I don't agree with it, you know, some of it. I don't want my kid to be bullied. I don't want my kid to be a bully. But there is some merit to what he's saying there.
Yeah, and it's in football, I suppose.
Yeah, right. There's merit to what he's saying.
Yeah. Richie Incognito online too.
Well, sure, right. You can't publicly endorse it or you're a bad guy, but I understand the sentiment of what
CPS
he's saying.
CPS on line three.
Yeah, I get what he's saying.
We all understood the context. We all understood
the context.
And yes.
Yes,
and
we absolutely
and the laugh
did.
And the laughter helped.
Yes. How's your dear friend Tevin? I saw that he and his agent called and asked for a contract extension conversation. They said, "Let's talk after the bye."
Yeah. He's got to wait till after that Carolina game in October before they could potentially go back to the table. Yeah, that was some of the news that Tevin Jenkins gave us. But one of the themes that I've been talking to you guys about, and this goes back to last year with a healthier regimen, having the chefs in his house, you know, getting his food prepared so he can avoid any kind of extra inflammation, as he put it. And we've been talking about that for a while. But he talked about it more today and going all out to stay healthy. Here's Tevin.
What was the genesis for that video?
Genesis, man.
What was the beginning? What made you decide I wanted to do
that? I'll say just basically the future of what I want. You know, I made it vocal many times that I want to be here on the Chicago Bears, and whatever I need to do of how much I need to pay forward to get it back and back in. And that's the determination I have to keep doing that and understanding that I need to spend more short term to get more long term for myself and my family.
What's the budget for that? Like, how much do you have to spend? And is it double what you used to, or can you put that into context for us?
So if I have them twice a week, it'll probably be in that shift. Almost double. Yeah, I'll say almost double. Don't tell them that because you might drive the price up on me. But I try to stay well within my means of that, and understanding that I do have newborn formula. It's not cheap. I figured it out very quick. Diapers aren't cheap as well, and wipes. Wipes go out like that. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are in my budget now that was not in mine before that I'm trying to make it more reasonable because, like I said, more now, I gotta have a lot more later.
Yeah, he's right about wipes.
So expensive.
And not only that, they go so fast. There's way fewer in each package than you think, and everything is disgusting.
Shrinkflation. Yeah. The whole thing. It's diapers, wipes, swim diapers. These kids, I mean, the pouches to get them to eat vegetables.
What?
There's like pouches that are basically, it's like smoothies that are just in pouches, and so they can drink their vegetables all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, super expensive. I'm telling you.
My
grocery store bill is astronomical.
Hey, Grody, does Dave the Cat have a pouch of any kind to eat his vegetables?
No, Grody winning by having a cat instead of a child. So
yeah.
Every time we talk about Dave, it becomes more and more apparent. Again, last time I think it was I told you get cat sleeps 17 hours a day. I am winning.
Yeah, congratulations on all your success.
Yes, it's true. And Dave, Dave probably has a better chance of being a pro athlete than any of our kids.
Definitely mine.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, but he's gaining weight like an offensive lineman right now.
That's fine.
That's all good.
Cats can be linemen too.
Yes.
All right, I've derailed everything.
Let's go back to the defense, Grody.
Nice segue.
Kyler Gordon was speaking for the Bears today, and we all know, I mean, we've all been talking about how good the secondary could potentially be this year. Greg Stroman had an interception today of Brett Rippon. I guess that was the defensive highlight today, other than Montez Sweat. But Gordon, there is something to be said for cohesiveness, and that's what the secondary has right now.
Yeah, just a lot of dependability, a lot of trust. People knowing the assignments, not really worrying about, if I got to help a little bit over here. You know, you get to really lock in more on your job and just know where people are going to be. So I just feel like no one really has to worry about anyone else doing anything because we're all in our spots. You know, we trust it. We've repped it. We've been there before in practice, in games, and then it just keeps getting stronger.
Man, I'm so drunk with excitement about this secondary, Groats. I feel like Kevin Byard is a perfect fit, and Tyreek with another year under his belt, and we haven't really even talked about Kyler that much, but the cohesion of that bunch, I think, is going to be a big strength.
Yeah, Tyreek Stevenson had a nice interception of Caleb Williams yesterday. You know, Kyler Gordon hasn't necessarily popped or stood out yet, but we're only through 3 days so far. I told you that Greg Stroman had the interception today, and you know, Jalen Johnson is out there as well with the new contract. Oh, and a sweet new vehicle that I saw him driving one of those three wheelers out of Hallis Hall the other day. Jalen Johnson.
I saw that on Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, it was on the gram too. Okay. Yeah. So
looks fun.
It's
and dangerous.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. I remember it was Tariq Cohen in 2019 showing up in one of those puppies back when it was in Bourbon A.
Yeah. Didn't he get a speeding ticket or didn't he do something?
He did. He like pulled up and did like a little stunt, I think, when he pulled up to the
media. He screeched out in front of you guys.
Yeah. I don't know if he got a ticket necessarily, but he was definitely trying to be fancy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it became a thing, though. I remember Nagy had to talk about it. There was something that it was unfortunate with that car. But yeah, Jalen Johnson seems to be enjoying his new contract.
What are those cars called?
I don't know. That's a good question because you see them zipping all around Chicago, and they're pretty
sick.
It's called
a slingshot.
I mean,
slingshot.
There we go.
Thank you. Bears. Yeah,
the Polaris slingshot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Shot.
And Kyler Gordon, too, you know, we talked about him, too. It is very fun to watch him going up against Keenan Allen. I think there's some mutual respect between those two, and hopefully they're making each other better. So it's good to see this secondary back in place, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they're all about.
How was the flus today?
Oh, my God. I have three flus cuts if we had time for all of them.
Oh, yes!
And they were all of them. Yeah, usually I'll play some serious flus. But flus was just there to entertain us today. And let's start with flus on something of a promise that he made to the media today.
In terms of, you guys, right, I see that you guys got shade now in the bleachers. Right. I mean, this is pretty amazing now. You need to thank George, Kevin, you know, when you see him. Right. And then Ryan. Right. That was them getting it done. And what I'm going to do next thing, I'm going to bring lemonade out there for y'all. So I think you guys will be all set up.
I want to see that. I want video footage of Matt Eberflus out there with a pitcher and some cups doing a lemonade stand like Owen Parkins.
Yeah, he's sucking up to you guys, though. He's sucking up.
It's what he does every year.
I'll take it. I mean, this is all new. I mean, like, Flus is not a suck-up. He's just trying more with us. He just wants to get to know us a little bit. And I appreciate the flus. I could see him sitting in like the fourth row of the bleachers, you're right, with an apron on and a big tub of lemonade, and all of us lining up and giving him change to give us tall glasses of tart lemonade.
Hey, Mark, come here. Come get some lemonade.
Slayer.
Come here, man. Man, come on over here, man.
Our Knox.
Hey, Mako Sharp, come here.
He's got a ladle. He's got a ladle up there. Oh, got a red Solo cup. How much you want? Want the whole cup? Half cup? Tell me it was too tart.
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw this, but as you know, or maybe people don't know, Jonathan Owens, who is a third string safety for the Bears, at least I think he's the third string safety for the Bears, he gets to go to Paris, France. He will have an excused absence coming up to watch his wife compete in gymnastics. She just happens to be Simone Biles, does the wife of Jonathan Owens. And the flus was asked, hey, why in this predicament are you willing to allow Jonathan Owens to miss practice time for this?
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics. I mean, that is a big deal, you know, and he's just supporting, you know, the one he loves the most. And I think that's so cool that he gets to do that. And we welcome that, and it's going to be awesome. And we want to go USA.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. We
respect the Olympics.
We respect Olympics.
That's right. That's right.
How many questions of the pick six will this be tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah. That's all I'm trying to do is provide Dustin Rhodes with material for his pick six. Yes.
Good. There's going to be three different questions of the pick six about this.
So inappropriate.
Does any player, I mean, nobody's going to say it, but you think there's any player who's like, what the hell, man? That is freaking ridiculous. I mean, my wife's running a 5K in suburban Wisconsin. Can I have a couple days off to go support her?
No, if anybody has an athlete on par with Simone Biles, I would love to hear from them, because I don't think anybody does have a wife on par with Simone Biles in terms of her athletic achievement. So I think my guess is that everybody's cool with it.
There was somebody a couple years ago whose wife was in the Olympic trials.
Was it Robert Quinn? Robert Quinn, wasn't it? Was it Robert Quinn?
I think it might have been, or his girlfriend, his sister.
I think it was his sister.
That's what it was.
Sister.
That's what it
was. Yes. Yep. Yep. I don't know that he did. He miss time.
No.
I can't remember if he.
No.
Okay. All right.
He was committed to the team.
Yeah. They watched it. Like they woke.
Yes.
It was at a weird time too, but they all gathered there and watched it on the big screen.
Well, you know what? After this update, I'm going to call Robert Quinn and see what he thinks about this. What do you think about this?
I like that.
Been?
Oh, there's
just
a good angle.
Mm-hmm. He'll say, well, I don't really know. I don't really care. That's probably what Robert Quinn would say.
Okay. What else do you got from Flus? He was entertaining today.
One more Flus. Get ready. Eat your heart out, Daniel Norris, because Matt Eberflus. Sometimes when you come in, there's a little bit of conversation around the microphone right before the press conference begins, and your boy Grody was rolling on this, and it has to do with movies.
What's your favorite movie, man? We were talking movies before you came in.
What's your favorite movie?
I like The Natural.
Baseball one. Okay. I got a lot of good movies. Probably Forrest Gump.
Now you know.
That is the most Flus answer ever.
That's a fun movie.
I mean, honestly, if we would, I wish you would have said Flus tells us his favorite movie. Everybody guess. I feel like one of the four of us hits Forrest Gump.
Any given Sunday. I was thinking he'd maybe go there. Everybody's all American.
That would be a predictable answer. I guess, I mean, that's fine. Forrest Gump in one Best Picture.
Yeah.
It's old school, I guess.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, because it went up against Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? But yeah.
Yeah.
An incredible year for movies.
Yeah.
That year.
A lot of good movies.
It was. What was another? There was another movie.
Shawshank.
Shawshank?
Is it Silence of the Lambs, too?
Oh, my God. No. How the hell did Gump win? Gump should not
have won. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah, Gump should not have won.
You're absolutely right. That Tom Hanks, see? It was the Tom Hanks effect. You know? Pulp Fiction was too irreverent, and I don't know. I don't know how Shawshank couldn't have gotten a piece
Easy
of that.
Flock of seagulls over there.
You heard that, huh? Say what again? say what again?
I feel like I'm watching the movie right now. That's good.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you're very good.
That's a fun movie.
Forrest Gump beat Shawshank, Pulp Fiction, Quiz Show, and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Good year for movies.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good year for movies.
Yeah.
And all the comedies that came out in 94, too. Great year for comedies. Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, The Mask, The Jim Carrey.
Oh, my God.
The Jim Carrey trifecta in 94.
Yeah, if they had any respect for comedies in the Academy, Dumb and Dumber should have won it.
No, I agree.
That is incorrect.
No, I agree with you, Grody.
That is objectively incorrect.
No, come on, man.
Perfect
movie.
So funny.
Perfect movie.
Every part, every scene in that movie is funny. Every scene is funny.
I completely agree with you. It is. Yeah, I'll take it over Shawshank Redemption and Pulp Fiction.
What?
I love both of those movies.
I do, too.
But Dumb and Dumber is it, man. It holds up.
I agree completely.
You guys are idiots.
Yeah, which one of us is dumb and which one of us is dumber? You
know
what I mean?
Yeah, right. Let's figure that out.
How's your burger?
According to the map, we've only gone about 4 inches. What Bears nuggets do you have for us today?
Oh, man. Ryan Bates was back playing. You better shut up, you pumpkin pie haircutted freak, if you know what's good for you. Ryan Bates was playing center today. They've been rotating. They've been like regimentally rotating. Ryan Bates was in there over Coleman Shelton today. I told you that Greg Stroman had that pick. Oh, one thing I didn't talk about was Braxton Jones did practice a little bit early on in 11-on-11, but was quickly replaced by Larry Borum. So Borum playing the majority today at left tackle.
Hmm.
So that continues to be a thing. And we'll see. I mean, it's good that Braxton Jones is actually out there, considering, you know, we think it's the neck that they are taking it easy from, but that continues to be a concern for the Bears, guys.
Gerald Everett still on the non-football injury list?
No. He is off of the NFI list. So
okay,
he
good.
Is back. Yeah, he was taken off of that. I believe it was yesterday.
All right.
We got that. But yeah, so that slipped in there on us. I was a little concerned about that too, but they quickly took him off the NFI list. So he's good to go.
By the way, Emmanuel Ogba and Yannick Ngakoue both working out for the Dolphins today.
Yes. Yes.
So
yep, both of the yep. And that was something that was talked about too. Those two names have come up, and Ryan pulls his circles, but he keeps saying that he likes what they have, but they're always looking at people.
It's interesting.
Good stuff, Grody. We'll hear more from you at 6 o'clock tonight with Training Camp Live.
That is correct. Bye, guys.
Bears.
Bears.
It's Mark Grody. Great stuff. Good work. Good hustle out of that man.
Jed Hoyer apparently still hasn't started speaking.
That's interesting.
Almost an hour late.
Yeah, it's interesting. A long delay for Jed with a lot of...
Not like him.
A lot of questions.
Breaking Cubs news. Uh-oh. The Cubs part ways with President of Business Operations, Jed Hoyer.
Oh, my goodness.
No, okay.
That's not true, Rick Party.
No, but we are prepared.
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Guess you're ready.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if they've decided... definitively to be a seller, they try and jump a market today. There's a bunch of new rumors and new stuff that's out there.
Let's get into some of it, and we'll await at least any word coming from Wrigley Field as to what's going on. Obviously, Bruce Levine is there. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.